My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Cam Hayward, 3-year, $45 million deal, $16 million in signing bonus guaranteed, and then $29 in new money. So Steelers have their guy if they want to have their guy the next 3 years. If he underperforms or if he gets hurt, they could say goodbye. They're not tied down to him for the next two seasons. And no one's calling in right now who doesn't like it. We are getting positive feedback about the deal on the text line. I think that's because we did such a good job in the first segment, Doran, talking about why this is a very good thing for the Steelers and for Cam Hayward. I said yesterday that Cam was the perfect guy if you were going to move off your spot as the team that does not like to negotiate contracts in season. That if you were ever going to start the precedent to say, we're doing this now, and we never used to do it, Cam Hayward would be that guy because I don't think it would have distracted him. But now that I'm thinking about it, now that it did get done, I mean, deadlines are important.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff gets done around a deadline. Brandon Ayuk, oh, all of a sudden you're getting fined? Okay, let's sign the deal. Trent Williams, oh, all of a sudden football going to get played? Let's sign a deal. When you do have a deadline, crap seems to happen.
Yeah.
So why not just have the deadline and allow for things to fall into place before the season so all you have to worry about is football?
Well, at the end of the day, too, I mean, I know that the Cam Hayward at Pittsburgh Steelers obviously have a great relationship, but still, there's player, there's team, there's agent, there's team, and you still don't know what's going to happen at the end of the day. Like, Cam Hayward knew that the Steelers need him. So the Steelers obviously have to kind of protect themselves. Like, what if Cam does sit out, you know, the Atlanta game? What if he sits out the first game? We need him. We really do. So we got to get this done. We hope that Cam wouldn't do something like that because he hasn't shown he's going to do this at all. I mean, he's been here the whole time, but what if he does? Then what? Right? Like, am I wrong? Like, think about it. Like, if Cam Hayward's like, you know what, I'm just going to sit out the first game until I get my contract, the Steelers are going to have to roll with Montrevious Adams.
Yeah, it's not just a deadline for the player, it's a deadline for the team, too.
Yeah.
Like, you have a sense of urgency that you feel like you need to get it done, or else then you're getting questions all season long about this being Cam Hayward's last year, his lame duck season, what happens after the season, Cam's having a good year, what's Cam going to say, is that going to divide the locker room, are people going to be pissed at management? Yeah, so I think you're right. It's not just, hey, Cam, season's coming right around the corner, you better get this done. No, season right around the corner, we better get this done. And I think it's a great thing that has happened here. And that's probably a good thing for morale around that locker room, too. You want to see your guys get paid.
Yeah, especially that guy.
Especially that guy.
I don't care if you're on offense, defense, or whatever. You know what Cam Hayward stands for.
Yep.
As a football player. Not even just a Steeler. Just as a football player. You know that you need him for a lot of reasons.
I think, man, you think about the defense at the end of last year. And it was banged up. But when you zoom out, sixth in the league in points allowed. They got after the quarterback, they forced turnovers, and at no point did you have the best version of Cam Hayward. I think you're going to have that Because one of the things that I learned in this process, it was either in a locker room scrum or on his podcast, Cam said he was dealing with the groin injury throughout training camp last year.
From the first day, I think. Second day of training camp.
And then it lingers, then bang, it goes in game one. We are getting no such reports out of Cam Hayward now. So you would expect he'll be full go, full bore. And the defense, again, finished sixth in the league in points last year. For all the reasons I am down on this team, and I went over some of them yesterday, and they'll come up again today, I am buying this defense being the elite of the elite this year. And I don't think you can minimize what a healthy Cam Hayward means to a defense with a young, budding, maybe superstar in Keanu Benton, the edge rushers that they already have. With Cam in the middle, you don't have to bring extra guys. You will at times. You don't got to bring extra guys to defend the run. You just know he's going to be stout at the point of attack. It just changes everything. And they didn't have that guy last year.
I know that Patrick Queen and Landon Roberts are happy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you think about those two guys. You sign a guy like Patrick Queen in the offseason to really upgrade that position for the first time in how many years. Now, that just makes his job a whole hell of a lot easier so he can go run free-ish. I mean, it's the NFL, and go make as many plays as possible. And that helps as well.
Yes. You know,
that helps
it's going to keep him young, too.
It's keep him young and let him go be himself.
I was going to ask you, I will ask you now, my theory, and then if this makes sense, like the reason to me Cam Hayward has played well even as he's aged is because I never looked at his game and thought the reason for his success is his get-off or anything like that. Like Javon Hargrave, ball snapped, he's in the backfield. Like that guy, bang, he's off the line. Hayward, he'll run. He's got effort. I think he's quicker than his size, but he's just a man. Like, it's strength. Exactly. I don't think strength not if you take care of yourself. I don't think that ages poorly. Like, if you're strong, you can be strong for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he is so hard to block because he's so strong and he's so big. It's so hard to move him. Like, so much different than Aaron Donald, I mean, who was strong but was small and was hard to get your hands on. It was quick. Like with Cam, it's you're not going to be able to move him, and he can be 35, 36, 37 years old. It's like a puncher, a boxer. The last thing they lose is their knockout punch. Like Mike Tyson's going to be fighting here in about a month or in a couple of weeks. Like he can still knock dudes out. Like you'll never lose that as a boxer. I don't care how old you are.
Right.
Cam Hayward, he's so strong and so just naturally . You can't move him, and then whenever you tack on the motor that he has and the skill and the years of education of playing the position, he can still play at a high level, and it's just always going to come down to health. How many reps he does get, how many plays he gets throughout a game, and if he can just show that he can handle that, I think he'll be just fine and play at a high level. I don't see him going backwards at all. I mean, honestly. And like I said, it just depends on the injury stuff and how much he can handle. But other than that, he's just so tough to block. There's not D linemen like him anymore.
No,
they're not. They don't make him like him anymore.
And if you stay healthy, you're going to be among the top 10 in the league again at the position. I have a hard time believing or betting against Cam Hayward. I started the show yesterday, Doran, saying that this season is the most purgatory season that I can remember for the Steelers. You might not know who your quarterback is moving forward. You're not a Super Bowl contender, so what's it all for, Basil? Well, you got 3 years, maybe. Go win a playoff game or two for Cam, man. Go win a playoff game or two for this guy. He's got one. That Cincinnati game, which was the last time they won one, which was forever ago. He's been injured for some playoff games. They've been blown out, and they haven't won some playoff games. What's it all for? Go win a playoff game or two for this guy, because one day his Hall of Fame candidacy is going to come up. And I don't know that it matters to me, but it might matter in that room. Go have some playoff success for that guy, for TJ Watt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.